I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One question. How have the Pittsburgh Steelers found themselves in this situation, Pearl, where it appears from the outside that they are on pins and needles, waiting and having to decide between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson? Like, this is one of the franchises we respect in the NFL. This is one of the franchises we say do things right. Consistency.
Yeah.
All the Lombardi trophies. You know, people hold up the Pittsburgh Steelers as like, this is what good organizations look like. And here you are March 12th, which I know is not September 12th. But you have no clue who your quarterback is going to be. Yet you've made an investment into DK Metcalf, who we don't even know if your offensive coordinator is going to use him properly. And this whole thing just feels a lot messier than we are used to with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, yeah, but actually, you think about it, it's a norm. You have a great quarterback and he gets old and retires. A lot of these teams go into quarterback desert.
Yeah, and they're there.
I mean, the Chargers lost Philip Rivers. Eventually, they got Herbert. The Patriots lost Tom Brady. Eventually, they got Drake May. So you have to bottom out. You have to get really bad to get to the top of the draft. That's exactly how they got here. They can't bottom out. Because Mike Tomlin is just coaching him up too much.
He's too good. It's a weird place to be in. But, you know, I can't really give Tomlin, though, a full-on pass. I get it. It is hard to move on from a quarterback. Giants are doing it right now with Eli Manning still. Like, it's really
hard. It doesn't matter. Move on. The point is Ben got old, and you have to go down to 3 wins.
Okay, but here's the thing. They also neglected the position, even as Ben was getting older, if you want to go back and rehash old stuff, with even taking flyers on guys. Where is your second-round pick? Where's your third-round quarterback? One, Mason Rudolph. And all those years when it was Ben Roethlisberger, will he, won't he retire? And 1 year late in Ben's career when he got hurt and you thought, all right, they could bottom out this year because he's injured, they traded away their first-round pick to get Minkah Fitzpatrick and didn't get a quarterback that year. So, you know, you find yourself in these predicaments, and not everyone's hands can't be clean, because I think everyone has a role to play in how bad this got. Like, could Justin Fields have been under contract for 2 years very cheaply? So at least you have a backup, even if you don't want him to start.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, that's not the issue. It's not that they don't need a backup. Are they really in a better position if they have Justin Fields?
You know, he was 4-2 last year. The stats were not gaudy, but are you better off with at least a guy who's been in the system for a year? And again, he doesn't have to be your plan A. He could be your plan B, as opposed to Aaron Rodgers coming in for a season or you run it back with Russ.
Yeah, I think Rodgers and Russ are better options than Fields. I don't even think it's that close. I think trading for Cousins, I think there are a lot of better options. Bringing Flacco, which has got some heat over the last couple of days, I love that. He feels like a Steelers quarterback if I've ever seen one.
I would rather go basically every other team in the division.
I would rather go journeyman who's not going to clog up my cap.
But again, like now you're doing that thing again where Joe Flacco or Aaron Rodgers, can they win you 9 games? Most likely, that's kind of the standard. So now you're winning 9 games. Maybe you're winning 10. Go to the wild card. Creeping up on a decade since they won their last playoff game. And then where are you again next year? Like, just the fact that this is where we've gotten, I think, is it really reflects poorly on the organization.
But how so? So you're saying it reflected well on the Patriots that they had a terrible season and fired Bill Belichick and got to draft Drake May?
Here's the thing about the Patriots and why it's different. The Patriots, I think even to a little bit to Brady's chagrin, had Jimmy G back there, was taking quarterbacks. Jimmy G was a second-round pick.
Right.
Had a second-round pick waiting behind him, always had a plan B until Brady got ticked off about it and had him banished and sent away. And let's not forget, the Patriots still did make the playoffs that one season with Mac Jones. They did. I know it's really easy to dunk on Bill Belichick right now because Cam Newton didn't work out and then it bottomed out. They actually did pick up the pieces with Mac Jones as a first-round pick and made a playoff game.
Right, but the only way they really are fixing their quarterback situation was getting terrible. It's the only way. Just point to me the specific mistake that Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin made, and I'm sorry, it's just the situation. You're just in limbo, and you have to decide, you know, basically, don't pay TJ Watt, don't bring in a quarterback, let everyone go and get bad. It's the only way to do it, and I don't think they want to do that.
Why isn't Jalen Hurts their quarterback?
Jalen Hurts, if he didn't have Shane Steichen and the right offensive coordinators, would not be starting in the NFL right now. Jalen Hurts had to go. Trust me, Pittsburgh was not a spot for Jalen Hurts. That would not have been good.
855-212-4227. I think reasonable minds could disagree on that. Let's get the thoughts of one of our absolute favorites, Mike Jones. Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Love getting his perspective. Mike, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay. How are you guys doing? We're doing great. Let's talk about the Steelers because that's where we're at right now, sort of waiting on what they're going to do at quarterback. How much blame do you think the Steelers should take for being in this predicament in the first place? Or are you like Perloff and kind of like, well, what were they supposed to do? This is just sort of unfortunate circumstance.
No, I mean, I think that they made their situation. I don't think they can blame anybody but themselves. Look, so they gave Russell Wilson a shot and they gave Justin Fields a shot. You know, Russell Wilson looked kind of hot and then fizzled. Justin Fields showed some promise, but also showed need for growth. I don't know why they didn't run it back with Justin Fields and continue to develop him. You have a kid that's very talented. He's got all the athleticism. He can make some plays here and there. Yes, there's a need for growth. But again, if you can continue to bring him along and tailor make an offense for him, then I think that the payoff is better than what you're looking at right now, hoping maybe that you get Aaron Rodgers and that he can turn back a clock a little bit when you've kind of got a sketchy offensive line and your run game. Najee Harris is now gone. And you did get DK Metcalf, but you got George Pickens, who's talented, but not the most reliable guy. I think that, yeah, they made their entire situation right here. And look, a couple years ago, they drafted Kenny Pickett when nobody was looking at him as a first-round draft pick. And so, yeah, all of this is on them.
Was nobody looking at Kenny Pickett? I seem to recall he had a great year at Pitt. He was kind of a first-round prospect. Was that an egregious mistake because he was in the building?
That was the mistake, yeah. I think because he was a hometown guy and he's in the building and I mean, it was still surprising that they took him, you know, when they, maybe if they had traded back or maybe even took him, you know, early second round, but they used a first round pick on him when a lot of people felt like he wasn't a first round guy. And look, they pulled the plug on him so fast that shows that they saw very quickly that they made a mistake there.
I was just saying to Maggie before you came on that to get a great quarterback, most often you have to get really bad. And it's part of the problem is Mike Tomlin's too good a coach and they can't bottom out?
Well, the Chiefs didn't get really bad and they got Patrick Mahomes. The Baltimore Ravens didn't get really bad and they got Lamar Jackson. You just have to be able to evaluate talent, project that guy into your system or find a way to build a system that accentuates the guy's strengths and masks his deficiencies. Kansas City, they got Mahomes when they had Alex Smith and they had him sit for a year and then they turned things over to him. Lamar Jackson, he was there behind Joe Flacco, and then they really did overhaul their offense to build around him. You don't have to get really bad to get a good quarterback. You just have to be a good talent evaluator. Philadelphia didn't get really bad, and they got Jalen Hurts and figured out how to get the most out of him. So you just have to be talented in your front office and talented and imaginative on your coaching staff.
But so
I
just,
think Green Bay made it an art form, yeah.
Yeah, just go draft a Lamar Jackson at 31. 30 teams passed on him. It's not that easy.
Well, I mean, thing is, look, so they passed on him. That means that they didn't do a very good job of evaluating talent and projecting what he's able to do, because you know Baltimore obviously saw something and felt like he was worth it. They couldn't be the only people that could have made it work. Yes, it was a really great situation and they're being rewarded for it right now, but a lot of talented offensive minds in this league, if a team had taken a chance on him, some teams it wouldn't have worked. But I don't think that the Ravens are the only people who could have gotten something out of Lamar Jackson.
Mike Jones is our guest, national NFL writer for The Athletic, one of our favorites. Mike, what do you make of the Raiders' plan so far?
I mean, it's okay. You know, I think it's just okay. It makes sense in that they needed a veteran quarterback because this isn't a good free agency year and this isn't a great year to draft a quarterback, and they weren't going to have a chance to get one of those top two guys most likely unless they were to trade up. And so they figured, okay, hey, look, we've got a pretty decent offensive line. We hit on some draft picks. Tom Telesco is no longer there, but he did a pretty decent job of drafting last year. You've got Brock Bowers, who was basically an all-pro tight end. You had two rookies starting along your offensive line. You had a 1,000-yard receiver in Jacoby Meyer. You have, you know, Max Crosby. You have pieces on defense. So the cupboard's not bare, but they needed a competent bridge quarterback. And so they, you know, Pete Carroll went out and got a guy that he was comfortable with. Interesting that he went out and traded for Geno Smith when Russell Wilson is a free agent, you know, but he felt more confident that, okay, this is a guy that can kind of keep us in games and keep us competitive until next year when we decide what our long-term move at quarterback is.
Mike, do you think there's any chance they would pull the trigger on quarterback at number 6 overall with Geno Smith there?
Yeah, I mean, say Shedeur Sanders happens to fall to there, then I mean, I think that they would. That's a guy that we know that Tom Brady is a fan of him. You know, they have worked together. They've done some training and things like that. So, yeah, if he happened to fall, then that's a good guy that you can draft and you can develop behind Geno Smith. Don't turn it over to him right now. And then next year, you see if he's ready to take the reins.
Mike Jones joining us from The Athletic, national NFL writer, for just a couple more minutes. And thanks for the time. Is that the best fit for Shedeur, Mike, or do you think that there's a better team out there for him?
I don't know. I think it is a really good fit for him. I don't know that it's the absolute best. I still think that, you know, of the quarterback needy teams, none of them, I don't feel great about any of them, you know, and their offensive coordinator situation, you know, and I am not a huge Chip Kelly fan either. But I do think that as far as organizational support, that probably is maybe the best fit for Shedeur. But either way, whoever drafts who needs a quarterback right now, if it is a bad team, it's going to take some time and you're going to have to get a lot around him. And talking to talent evaluators, people think that, you know, that Shedeur could be a Jordan Love type if he has a lot of support early on.
Mike, we've been talking a lot about the San Francisco 49ers. Been kind of a tough offseason. Do you expect them to make Brock Purdy, say, a top 5 paid quarterback some point this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, they've said that they believe in him and that they're going to keep him there. So I guess they have to. It's, you know, a matter of when, it seems. And it, yeah, like you said, it's been a tough offseason. They have lost a lot of key pieces. But I think that they understand that, look, we've had this window open and a lot of our key guys have been injured or are aging. And so this is kind of what you have to go through. You're hoping, you know, like the Rams a couple years ago did a little bit of a reset, retool, and then, you know, quickly we're back in it. And so I think San Francisco is hoping to do that. But they know, okay, we've got the quarterback that we believe in and we have to continue to get younger and continue to have pieces around him.
Mike Jones joining us from The Athletic. Okay, two more quick ones for you, Mike, and thanks again for doing this. So Wednesdays, we do something called The Great Debate, loosely based on the news. Obviously, free agency is in full swing in the NFL. So today's Great Debate is, what was the worst free agent contract signing of all time? And we're not just talking about the NFL here. Baseball's on the table, basketball's on the table, hockey, whatever you want. Do you have a nominee for worst free agent contract of all time?
Yeah, I mean, you think, like, when you think about basketball, I think Gilbert Arenas' $111 million was really bad, and I think he wound up playing something like 13 games after that. Yeah. And then, you know, his knee just kept giving out on him, and then he had the guns in the locker room, and that was bad. Albert Haynesworth with Washington, I think it was $100 million and $41 million guaranteed, and he wound up being, you know, gone, I think, in 2 years. But nothing's worse than Deshaun Watson. I mean, the fact that $230 million fully guaranteed is just... And they will never, even if he hadn't gotten hurt, they would never get the return on that unless they won a Super Bowl or at least contended. But he can't stay healthy, and they are strapped still with this fully guaranteed deal. There's nothing worse than that deal.
I know. We weren't sure if that counted because was it a trade? Was it a free agent? But they gave him the contract on top of the trade, right. So maybe that counts.
It wouldn't have. He wouldn't have gone there without the deal.
Without the money, yeah.
Add to the teams and Atlanta was interested, but Cleveland was the only one willing to give him a fully guaranteed deal. So I know it wasn't technically free agency, but if nobody had have offered a trade, Houston was going to have to wind up cutting him, yeah. And then he would have been a free agent, and then that whole bidding war would have still happened. Wow.
So, could you put Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson in Denver and Aaron Rodgers with the Jets in that conversation as well?
Yeah, I mean, they have to be in there.
Oh, boy.
You know? I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, the Russell Wilson one was terrible. But again, they were able to get out of it. So that makes it okay. We're okay. We paid a little more than we wanted to, but we're out of it. We're free. Cleveland is stuck. More than stuck.
It is bleak. Okay, last one for you, Mike. We love reading you in The Athletic, national NFL writer. You got a big winners, losers column, or, you know, basically kind of evaluating everything that's been going on. Give us one move you loved and one move that just is a total head scratcher in terms of what we've seen so far and this frenzy of free agency.
My biggest head scratcher is the Sam Darnold one, not because Seattle went and got Sam Darnold, but because of everything they did before getting him. And that they trade away DK Metcalf and their offensive line is not very good and Tyler Lockett's going to be leaving. And so then you get Sam Darnold, who did have a really great season and revived his career, but he was throwing to Justin Jefferson, who's one of the best wide receivers that we have ever seen in the history of the NFL. They have a really good run game. They have a really good offensive line. And that's why he was able, a good tight end as well, good defense support. So now he goes to a situation where he does not have much support at all, and you're expecting that he's going to be this, you know, $110 million quarterback for you. That's the one I'm scratching my head. Get him, yes, but make sure you have plenty of support around him. That was really confusing for me. And one that I liked, I really liked Baltimore getting DeAndre Hopkins yesterday. It's, you know, not a big contract, but I think that him coming at this stage of his career to be the number three, you know, or even the number two, but he's a precise route runner. He can still get consistent catches. Maybe he's not a burner, but he's a guy that having a whole offseason with Lamar Jackson, you know, he'll be able to be productive and help them out.
Mike, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Love reading you in The Athletic. Mike Jones, NFL reporter. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Okay, lots more to do, mm-hmm. including your contributions to The Great Debate, the worst free agent contract ever. And I can see you guys on the phones. You got some really good ones. I wish I had thought of like
these are good.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that in just a moment. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show, 855-212-4227.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Great Debate. Wednesday, worst free agent signing of all time. Hopefully for your team, we will not add any of the current signings to this list. I have a feeling Milton Williams, $104 million, former Eagles defensive tackle, could be on the list, which is my opinion. But
someone's a little bitter.
Yeah. I just think most of these free agents, 80% will bust. Is that the recent history? Maybe even more.
That feels really high.
It is really bad. Look at last year's top 10. Look at any year's top 10 free agent signings. You're like, whoa, that was bad. This is generally good teams know how to keep the good players. the good guy and the older guys, the injury prone guys, get the free agency.
Do you guys mind actually? Joey Bosa. Can you look up the top 10 free agents from last year while I get to the calls here and see? Let's see how they went because now I can't remember.
Well, it's got Saquon was a hit.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and that was Jacobs and Henry, those guys play well.
Yeah, generally, look at free agency. I'll tell you, the good teams, free agency is bad.
Whatever happened to that Saquon guy?
Never heard from him again. Uh-uh, funny.
I didn't.
Popped up at a championship parade. 855-212-4227. We're asking, what's the worst free agent contract of all time? Andy is in Michigan. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great.
Awesome. Hey, so back when, I'm from Michigan, and back when the Lions actually had a defense, they finally hit on a defensive tackle called Ndamukong Suh. Mm-hmm. And they eventually couldn't afford to keep him, and he went to Miami for, like, some outrageous amount of money. I think he was the highest-paid defensive player at the time, 6 years, $114 million, $60 million guaranteed. He just didn't do it in Miami, and they ended up cutting him after four. So I don't think this is the worst. I think Haynesworth was the worst because he got cut after two after doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sue did, he was just okay. He just didn't really amount to the force he was in Detroit.
Yeah, Andy, you're right about that. He was a second team all pro 1 year in Miami, made one Pro Bowl, but yeah, I mean, it was not the same. Now he did rebound, thank you for the call, to win a Super Bowl with the Bucks, right? He was on that Super Bowl championship team.
Two Super Bowls, right?
I thought it was just one. I don't know if he was on the Brady one.
So he wasn't with LA.
The Rams. No, he was with the Rams in 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was in Tampa for the 2020 season. So that's where he won the Super Bowl. But yeah, Sue was so good in Detroit.
College.
Oh, in college.
He's the best defensive lineman I've ever seen in my life in college. But he definitely didn't deliver. I thought he was going to be the best defensive player in the history of the NFL.
Well, he looked like it in Detroit, except for stepping on that guy the one time, but he was fearsome, man. I think his name is on one of the buildings at Nebraska. I think it's like the Ndamukong Suh Athletic Center or something.
He earned it. He was awesome.
He was awesome. Mike is in Syracuse. Mike, the worst free agent contract ever is what?
Well, this one sort of broke the mold for long contracts, high dollar amount for goaltenders in the NHL for a long time. And that was that 12-year deal for Rick DiPietro.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he's still receiving $1.5 million until the end of 2029.
Bobby Bonilla of the NHL.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same colors for New York sports team.
Right down the road. Mike, that's a good one. Yeah, Rick DiPietro, who does morning radio now. You should say that. And also, I've met him a couple times, and he is very funny and very, very nice guy. 15 years, $67.5 million, which, again, looks kind of quaint right now, but that was back in 2006. And obviously, he got so injured, he just could never...
Bodies fell apart, basically.
Make good on that. But yeah.
I've seen him recently coaching travel baseball in Long Island. Very good shape. Rest of the dads don't need Rick DiPietro showing up to the ball field at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Who wins in a fight, Mr. Bogus or Mr. DiPietro?
Which Mr. Bogus? All of the Boguses?
Could your dad?
Yeah, well, not my dad.
Yeah, it's funny. Every once in a while when you run into, that's happened to me, a professional athlete who's now just totally moved into dad mode.
Yeah.
But they're clearly not like any other dad.
Yeah.
Like seeing Scott Stevens, another NHL player, show up. It's like, dad, not a dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Could you just step to the side, sir? Like,
it's like, your calves just look different than everyone else's. Also, Scott Stevens had these like crazy scars all over his face, probably from a couple run-ins with Eric Lindros and whatever. But yeah. Didn't look like the other dad bods.
No. Don't need that comparison.
All right, I got the list.
Okay, who are the top free agents from last season?
Okay, number one, Kirk Cousins. That's a bust.
That's a bad one.
I thought about him for today. I mean, no matter where he goes after this, it's terrible.
Number two, Christian Wilkins. I would say that's a bust for now.
Oh, God.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's a good player, but he's still
Raiders
want
out of that one.
It's not great.
How old is he?
He's 28.
Okay.
Danielle Hunter, 29, number three. I would say that's a good one.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, Texans defense was good.
Yeah, Tyron Smith, Jets, that was not good.
Mm. But Saquon, that wasn't a lot of money.
No, but he was ranked number four on this NFL list. Number five, Saquon Barkley.
Who? That was pretty good.
Really good. Jonathan Greenard, Vikings, that was pretty good. Calvin Ridley, Titans, not good. Mike Onwenu, off the lineman.
Oh, it's
who re-signed with Pat's the Patriots?
Guy? Yeah. Yeah, that one's a TBD. Yeah, they might move him again. They moved him inside, now they're moving him outside again.
Number 9, Leonard Williams resigning with Seattle. I think that's good. Leonard Williams is good. And then number 10 was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the Eagles.
Oh, who just left yesterday. Pearl, did you see that?
Yeah, last year was a banner class. Let me give you 2023. Greg Rosenthal does a great job, NFL.com, top 101 free agents. He had number one, this is the year before that, Javon Hargrave to the Niners, unquestioned bust. Number 2, Orlando Brown to the Bengals. That was pretty good. Number 3, DeAndre Hopkins, Titans, bust. Number 4, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the Lions, huge bust. Number 5, James Bradberry to the Eagles. They re-signed him, and he didn't play again the next year. Jesse Bates, good. McGlinchey, bust. Draymond Jones, Seahawks, bust. Zach Allen, Broncos. I think he's actually pretty good. And Odell Beckham to the Ravens. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
It's just generally, my point was you get older, overpriced guys in free agency. Maybe 80% was too strong, but it's been a lot. Like our guy Warren Sharp is a huge critic of free agency. He said the other day, you're paying Wagyu prices for basically generic steak. And I agree with that. I think the really great teams tend to re-sign their own guys. Your Bills, for example, have re-signed a lot of guys.
Yeah, but, you know, then they just brought in Joey Bosa yesterday, and I guess he's a finishing piece. I don't know.
What did you say you liked about that deal?
It's short and not that expensive. So there you go.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogish is here with headlines for us. Hi.
And we, of course, begin with the NFL. Some accounting work this morning in Kansas City before the new league year begins at 4 Eastern this afternoon. Contract restructures for Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones, creating $49.4 million in cap space. So again, nothing matters. They can just go, whoa, 50 mil. Here we go. Thanks.
Who's that for? Anyone know?
Like literally to do any business. There's a couple of guys that they've agreed to terms with and keeping people that they want to. It's not that there's a huge thing coming. This is just them finding cash to pay the regular people, so to speak.
Is this not something to bother people? Like this is starting to become the deferred contracts in baseball thing for me. Like, I mean, come on, it's like you're cheating the system. Like you sign a contract, that's your contract. If you take a pay cut, that's one thing. But being like, oh, we're gonna give you your same money, but now it's bonus money, not salary.
Yeah, this is all figment of our imagination.
Yeah, it's weak.
Maggie and I, since we have good teams to root for, can't relate to this. I don't know what your problem is, EJ.
Yeah, just wait till you get a quarterback you actually like, and then you're going to be thanking your lucky stars you can do this kind of junk.
A quarterback? A quarterback? What's that?
Speaking of Maggie's team, the Bills busy in these final hours of the legal tampering period. Joey Bosa guaranteed $12 million for the coming season. And now Steelers D-tackle Larry Ogunjobi comes aboard, guaranteed $8 million. The Bills also being linked to free agent corner Asante Samuel Jr. The Niners apparently consider Joey to pair with Nick Bosa. They don't get him, but they do get Giants safety Jason Pinnock and Rams receiver DeMarcus Robinson. And the Ravens are signing DeAndre Hopkins, whom Lamar Jackson has been asking for multiple years. The Pacers beat the Bucks last night 115-114 on a 4-point play with 3.4 seconds left. Indy running a football-style side out of bounds play that got Tyrese Halliburton open. He had a shot. He got knocked down on the floor, hit the free throw to get the win. All of that brings us to the Spin Doctor. Sweet, sweet Doc Rivers on how in the world his team failed so badly defensively on that last sequence.
There was no reason to switch, and we just did. He was open the whole play, you know, and so there was miscommunication there. I always think that's on me and on my staff, not on our guys, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
Pretty tame there from the Spin Doctor.
A little accountability in the middle, he was open the entire time. Maybe
that's
left.
True. Yeah. If you watch a play, no one ever picks up
not
Halbert.
Even a little bit.
Which is so, it's funny, when we first created the Spin Doctor is when Doc Rivers was still the head coach of the 76ers, and he was doing work. Maybe now he feels like with this Bucks job, he just doesn't, a little more job security or something. He's with Giannis.
Team's a little better.
Yeah, I mean, the lies he used to tell with the 76ers were like whoppers.
To be fair, though, the first couple months with the Bucks, he was like at a daily clip almost.
Right.
Because they were so bad when he first got there. Right. And they had just fired Adrian Griffin, and then nothing, they got worse when he came around. He was, this
much
was a
worse.
Daily thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he's been pretty tame. Maybe he's learned his lesson. I don't know.
And I'm a freaking champion.
The Cavaliers climbed out of an 18-point third quarter hole to beat the Nets last night, 109-104, extending their win streak to 15 and clinching the Central Division, which definitely Jared Allen knew about.
We clinched, or what did we do? What was it? The division. Yeah, we clinched the division. I mean, that's still a big thing. That's still something to celebrate. And I mean, celebrate the small victories. We did something fantastic, and have fun tonight and then get back to work in a couple days.
This... What do you think Jared Allen's idea of fun is?
Chess.
D&D.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's like the Lopez twins, right, with their Disney figurines. He's all into comic books and stuff like that.
I don't think it's like 4 a.m. at the club is what I was getting at.
No.
I think he's a pretty low-key dude.
Dude shops at H&M, man.
Yeah.
What is the deal with the Lopez brothers who are into Disney figurines? I did not know
they
that.
They are really big into Disney.
Really?
Disney. They're big Disney guys, yeah.
Aren't they geniuses, right?
Yes, they both went to Stanford, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they went for basketball.
Well, you know what? You still need a GPA.
They didn't walk on.
Still need a certain GPA, I would assume, to get to Stanford.
I think they draw. One of them draws a lot. Like I think
Brooke proposed to his now wife at Disney World. So I mean, that just goes to show how crazy they are.
What?
I mean, it is the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, sure. Happiest place on earth is a Saturday night in Madison Square Garden when the team wins. I digress. To double jack
and once again, we play Why is Manny Single?
Double jack and ginger ale.
And that was like a Tuesday.
Yeah, with Perloff on your arm.
That will suffice.
That was a good time, buddy.
Damn right it was.
I'm so jealous. Gonzaga, UNC, Wilmington, Robert Morris, and St. Francis Bobby. PA won their conference tourneys last night. So St. Francis dancing for the first time since 91.
Good for Frank.
6-43 win over NEC top seed Central Connecticut.
That's another person, St. Francis.
I know, yep. But I'm looking.
St. Francis of Assisi.
I'm telling you, look at, didn't sign the Constitution.
No.
I got the list here in front of me, and I don't think St. Francis of Assisi signed this
document. Did Lamar, because he plays McNeese State tonight in the Southlands title game.
I mean, Lamar's got game.
I don't
That's
see
That's a good one.
Hey, no. Not to spec. A lot of plantation owners signed this Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, but anyway,
all right. Different times, Maggie.
All right. I'm just going to get past that and back to John Adams.
We also have American and Navy playing for the Patriot League auto bid.
Damn right.
And Northern Colorado and Montana meeting in the Big Sky finale.
Ah, the Bobcats of Montana, sure.
In what arena do they play?
Montana Arena.
Mm-hmm. Arizona State said yesterday that Bobby Hurley returns as head coach next season, despite being second to last in the Big 12. This campaign, the Carolina Hurricanes won their fifth in a row last night, 4-1 over Tampa Bay. Colorado's six-game win streak ending in a shootout, 2-1 in Minnesota. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Yeah, this Perloff asked a trivia question before. How many, you want to say it?
How many people who signed the Constitution have a college in Division I basketball named after them? And you guys would not give me Jonathan Dayton, which I find very disappointing.
No, you don't get Jonathan Dayton. And now I'm just looking at all the people who signed the Constitution. And one, the only one who's written like this, Charles Carroll of Carrollton. But no one else has
Carrollton, Maryland?
I'm assuming. Yeah, Annapolis, Maryland is where you're from. One else is like of the something. It's just this one guy.
Yeah, there's this really cool room. It's a life-size figurines of everybody who signed the Constitution the day they signed it. And they're tiny. People were tiny back then.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I think it's like, have you ever been to Versailles? I know I'm kind of changing the subject a little bit. But if you've ever gone to Versailles outside of Paris.
Oh, I haven't.
The Louis XIV, like his bed. It's like tinier than my son Lucas sleeps on.
Yeah. And, you know, back then also they didn't have running water, so the toilet situations were not ideal.
It's funny. They kind of gloss you past that part of the tour. back to the gardens.
Yeah, when you compare modern life to Versailles, everything they had, we still have it better than they did, even the top guys there. Anyway.
The top guys there.
Yeah, the top dudes.
The top dudes in draft.
The king. The big dog.
I'm stealing that take from a comedian who talks about how even the kings and queens, their lives kind of stunk.
Well, anything before modern dentistry sounds like a real drag.
Exactly. And they didn't have Xbox. They didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, and they barely got to 50, too.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was not rough. Good.
Can you imagine somebody like Sean Bradley who just, you know, pulling up in Versailles back in 1492?
I think they would have killed him at that point. He would have been some kind of demon or wizard. They would have been afraid of him tall.
A witch.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't have made it to 7'6". Like, why is that one so tall? Get rid of him.
He is 5'10" and 12 years old. What's the matter with this guy?
That's a warlock.
Yeah, they probably thought he was like, you know, came from some futuristic world that we don't understand.
Gosh, there is so much to learn about these colleges. Again, Lamar, not sure where it is. I don't know who it's named after.
Lamar University. I think that's in Virginia.
Is it named after someone named Lamar?
You guys are just wildly guessing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you always go kind of southeast. It's not a wild guess.
And I was going to say, it's in the Southland, so Texas feels better, but there's no geography
anymore
in conferences.
It is a Texas school.
All right. Is it in Lamar, Texas?
It's in Beaumont, Texas.
Close enough.
Why is it called Lamar?
I thought it was in Lamar, Texas.
Because Lamar Jackson.
Little did they know.
It's a very new school.
100 years after they were founded that Lamar Jackson would be a two-time NFL MVP.
A little bit too old to watch cars, but anyway. And then it's like...
And we're idiots. Okay, Bogish, thank you so much. Maybe clearly, we're not your place for U.S. or world history, but you probably already knew that.
Geography.
No, none of that stuff.
Mostly coming up, any facts or knowledge, don't come here.
We're more of the loose gray area.
I got it.
Yeah, there I found it, too.
Who it's named after?
It's named after...
Lamar University?
Mirabeau Lamar. Who was the second president of the Republic of Texas.
Oh, this guy is hardcore.
Sure.
Look at the picture of this dude, Maggie.
Yeah, wow. He looks like a real nice guy.
President of Texas in 1835. Have you guys ever watched... Do you guys watch that show on Netflix about the Old West in the 1800s? They got a lot of pub. It's from... it is from Taylor Sheridan. It is crazy how hard it was to live back then.
Well, 1830 I watched Texas. Deadwood.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, that vibe.
That show will stay with you.
Yes. I think to be the president of Texas in 1838.
You had to be a mean SOB.
You had to have a shotgun on you at all times.
I wonder if he would approve of the Texas Rangers hat that was dropped the other day.
He's like, no, they shall call them Tata.
He probably would have liked it. hard to make Mirabeau Lamar laugh.
I mean, men are men, aren't they? Whether it's back in the 1800s or now.
Can I get an ass hat?
There's an I and a C there, I swear.
You guys got to buy me that hat. I'll wear it every day. I love that hat.
You wouldn't be allowed to. YouTube would block us.
Yeah, Cap would have to put a blur over your head every day.
Oh, come on.
It'd be like the Snoop Doggy Dog video from back in the 90s that they played on MTV and had to blur out everybody's stuff because it was a marijuana plant. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The stream would start with a blurry screen. You'd have to click that you were over 18 to watch the show.
To enter?
Yeah.
Like the Jordan has in the 80s with the band sneakers. It's a black box over Perloff's head.
What was that impersonation of this guy? Oh, no. Give me an ass.
I don't know. Are we allowed to say those words? I was actually got a little nervous.
Well, too late. 855-212-4227. Apologies to everyone we have to apologize to.
What's done is done.
Coming up, Micah Parsons. What did he say? We'll tell you next.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Wow. I'm wondering, Maggie, is EJ, who picks the Defensive Player of the Week, going to go college hoops?
Yeah. Women's college hoops, I think, is where he's going because their conference tournaments are over. We had some impressive performances. I would say UCLA winning the Big Ten on the women's side, beating USC, who they had lost to twice this season. The only two losses of the year. I think Lauren Betts had a big game. South Carolina also won the SEC. Am I close?
Not necessarily. Pearl, you have a guess?
Okay. UConn beat. Not necessarily. So I'm thinking maybe you went NBA and you went shop. No, you went... Because you love the Thunder, you took a trip to the Dortcher Chamber, Lou Dort.
I do love the Dortcher Chamber, and I do love some UCLA and South Carolina women's basketball. But I'm going to be a homer again, and I'm going with my Gonzaga Bulldogs. You know why? Because Zag's got dudes. So Caleb Battle is the Defensive Player of the Week. He had five steals in Gonzaga's 58-51 win over St. Mary's to win the West Coast Conference tournament title. St. Mary's made zero threes in this game. Suffocating defense from Gonzaga. This is a team that was in Gonzaga's was a thorn in Gonzaga's side all season. Caleb Battle has been kind of a little bit of an enigma. His defense last night was phenomenal. So he is the Defensive Player of the Week. Also had a monster alley-oop to end the game. Yeah, absolute dog. Zag's got dudes. Let's see if we're ready for March.
Man, when are they going to finally win a title?
I don't feel good about that ever happening. There was a time where I thought it was inevitable. It feels like it's a program on the decline, but
ever. Well, ever is a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be that realist, but it feels like they missed their window. The Chet Holmgren, Jalen Suggs window felt like that was the time. And lost in the title game, got upset by Arkansas the year after. That felt like the window.
Exclamation point.
But you never know. It's college basketball. Get a couple old dudes. You never know. You could turn it around in 1 year.
Let's get to the Cowboy Quickie. Micah Parsons, Pearl, always got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
So it was Clarence Hill, who was the reporter who covers the Dallas Cowboys, who was noticing how many 49ers players have walked out the door in the first couple days of free agency and said the 49ers are gutting themselves. And Micah Parsons quote tweeted that and said, "No more rookie QB, LOL. Welcome to reality." Mm-hmm. This dude really is like an NFL person.
No, he's the chief editor, Bleacher Report Gridiron. Bleacher knows what he's doing.
We have Zimmerman.
Excuse me, the BR Gridiron President is the title.
Oh, I thought he was the chief editor. He's the president?
The president. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the difference is.
Buck stops with him. So, well, not wrong. I don't know if that's fully the reason, Pearl, why the 49ers have let so many people out of the building. But it's certainly part of the equation that this Brock Purdy bill does changes. It changes things. It changes it for every team.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. They kind of got old and injured. I think they made some bad signings over the last 3 years based on the fact that a lot of these guys that they let go, they just brought in, right? I mean, these are not long-time Niners. Micah, though, I don't know if Micah's in a position to laugh because what have the Cowboys done?
Nothing.
I'll tell you, nothing. Like, why
they
is
still
Micah,
haven't paid him.
Who's Micah Parsons dunking on? The Cowboys are having another completely absent offseason. So I'm just saying, I don't know if he's in a position to be making fun of the 49ers.
Well, they got to leave some money for him. That's one of the reasons I think why the Cowboys are not signing a lot of people. Now, they have signed a lot of their own guys. Osa was number one with the 4 years, $80 million. Everyone else has been pretty small. The three free agents that the Cowboys have added so far, running back Javonte Williams, 1 year, $3 million. Guard Robert Jones, 1 year, $4.5 million. And the defensive tackle Solomon Thomas to a 2 year, $8
million. Wow, big That's spender. Jerry Jones, all in.
Strategically aggressive.
That sounds like that sounds strategically non-aggressive. They were
all in.
We follow this guy, RJ Ochoa, does a great job blogging the boys. And he was laughing. He was shocked because there was at least a rumor they were in on Dre Greenlaw. And otherwise, they're just completely absent. And they just have so many holes.
Be selectively aggressive.
They need a second receiver. They need somebody to stop the run, for God's sakes. They have so many injuries. I'm so down on this team, and I want, even as an Eagles fan, I want the Cowboys to be good, but
I don't see it. That's your Cowboy Quickie. Listen, maybe everyone comes back from injury gangbusters healthy, and that helps, but you got to get Parsons signed here.
Well,
again,
I don't think
here it is, dragging out.
I don't think DeMarvion Overshawn or Deron Bland is really going to play at all next year, so that's tough times. Dak, again, you were kind of on this. It's just going to be very hard to get your money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too much money now. Just way too much money. Really quickly, we didn't get a chance to get to this a lot, but Tiger Woods with a ruptured Achilles, Pearl.
Bummer.
I know. Every time you get an update about his injury history, and I admire the fact that he's saying, I'm going to make a full recovery and all that, but doesn't the goal at this point have to be healthy enough that you can enjoy the rest of your life, you can play golf with your son Charlie or your daughter, and just sort of have a good quality of, you know, of mobility as opposed to trying to compete for majors again?
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about this, that Tom Watson almost made a run at the British Open at 60, Phil just won at 50, and Tiger's 49 now. I'm not giving up the dream, Maggie, that one day he'll come back. I'm not giving it up.
Man, what has to happen to this guy for you to be like, it's okay now? I mean, the dude got his leg crushed in a car accident, hasn't really been able to be competitive since. Now the Achilles tear.
You know, but there are certain tournaments where, yes, he's not going to be able to drive it like he used to, but there are just fluky tournaments in golf where you see guys. I mean, Nicholas was, of course, much younger, but in 86. So it just happens that I want him. If he could be competitive, it's a you-never-know situation because nobody saw 2019 at the Masters coming. Nobody. He was done. His whole body was shattered. His brain was shattered. And he came back and won one. So, yeah, it's a bit of a pipe dream, but I'm not giving up. You can't make me.
I'm not going to make you. You know, listen, when it's springtime and we get the Augusta and the birds chirping and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Is
Hello,
it fun?
Friends.
Hello, friends. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
It's great to see Tiger Woods there, but I feel like now that's just for me. I've got to be okay with this era ending.
Oh, well, now you won't see him there for 2 years now.
That's true. Thank you to E.J. Stewart, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan. To Bryant McFadden, the two-time Super Bowl champion who joined us, along with Mike Jones from The Athletic. You guys, weedos, coffee drinkers, you know who you are. Fantastic. See you tomorrow.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.